Welcome to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. A person who never made a mistake never tried anything new. And that is a quote by Albert Einstein. And why is that my quote for this week? Because the reality is, if you're working in sales, things are going to go wrong. You're going to make mistakes. Not everything is going to go to plan. And we can have one of two mindsets when we look at it. We can have a mindset of really dwelling on the mistakes that occur, digging ourselves up, or trying to learn from the things that don't go to plan and build our capability as a result of what didn't go to plan. I say this as I reflect upon a couple of deals that didn't go to plan for me. I lost a couple of six-figure deals in the last 2 weeks, and it hurts. Losing any deal, if you're passionate about what you do in selling, if you love what you do in sales, you don't want to lose an opportunity, especially the ones that get to that point, the proposal stage, they're checking your references. And at the last minute, the opportunities that you think are going to drop, they drop the wrong way. And I was reflecting on this, and it's raw for me because I just got off a call with a prospect that said, "We absolutely love what you did, what you do. We want to work with you, but our CEO has decided to go another direction." And you can feel a bit flat. You can feel a bit deflated. But the reality is, in order for me to be successful, I need to have conversations. I need to have those type of conversations. I need to be having conversations. Prospects that say, "Look, we think you're great or we don't think you're great, but we're going to go a different direction. We don't want to buy from you. We're going to buy from a competitor. We're going to do nothing at all." That's the reality. We're never going to convert 100% of our pipeline. And you've got to be having those conversations. You've got to put yourself out there in order to achieve a positive return. And I think the opportunity that comes with every deal, the ones you win or the ones you lose, is the opportunity to learn and really identify what you could have done differently to get a different result. Even in the ones that you win, there is always a learning. And that's my message for you this week. The outcome is not final. If you win or lose, that's not the outcome. It's the journey. It's the process of learning. And it's how you take the feedback from every single deal and allow that feedback to help you grow. And I can tell you, I'm absolutely flat about the feedback that I got. Like, it's not something that you celebrate and go, "Yes, I didn't win a six-figure deal." But it doesn't define me. And something that Jeffrey Gittemore, the king of sales, once said, whether you lose a deal or win a deal, if you lose a deal, go out and celebrate. Go out and buy yourself something because you want to teach the mind that it's not a negative. And look, I've been doing this long enough to know that it's not a negative. The fact that I didn't win that opportunity, it's not a negative. But it's okay to have that emotion of, you know what, I'm disappointed that I didn't win it. Because if you don't have that emotion, if you ever lose a deal or you're not successful with a bid that you've put forward and you don't care, I think you have another problem to deal with. I think the problem is you possibly have come to the end point working in that particular role because you want to care. It's a positive. How you deal with that emotion, I suppose how you deal with that emotion, like letting it drag you down or letting it elevate you, is something that you should be really focused on. But you want to be caring. And I do care. You know, I take what I do very seriously. I love the world of selling. I love the fact that after over 20 years working as a sales professional, and this is not the biggest deal I've lost. I've lost bigger deals. I've lost multi-million dollar deals. This is like, you know, 150K deal. It's not the end of the world, right? But I feel it. And the feedback that I got was great. And I didn't get the key stakeholder. I didn't get in his heart and mind. And that's an opportunity for me to work on next. And this is why I love the world of selling. This is why I love the world of growth and the fact that each day I have an opportunity to get better and better. There's one thing that I know about myself, and I don't know about you, but I know about myself, is that these moments, they do not define me. They allow me to take another step in the right direction. So if this is a message that's resonated for you or someone you know needs to hear this, please like, rate, and share this. I create this content to help you be the very best you can be.